From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution endorsing a ceasefire in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government. It calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. Michelle Sisson, the deputy U.S. representative to the UN, says the council must make sure the ceasefire holds before giving its full endorsement to the peace plan.
We have voted in favor of this resolution because it strikes the right balance, cautious optimism and support, predicated on hope, but tempered by a realistic need to wait to see how this arrangement is implemented before casting the full weight of the Security Council behind it.
Syrian rebels, meanwhile, said repeated airstrikes by government and Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Conflict monitors said warplanes were pounding rebel-held villages and towns northwest of Damascus in the strategically important Barada Valley. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had no immediate reports of casualties, but the area had been hit multiple times since Friday. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings occurred minutes apart at a central Baghdad market Saturday. The twin attacks hit Al-Sinak market that sells car accessories, food and clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News.